This week across the country, there are jalsas taking place commemorating the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We're joined on the line by Brother Naeem Patel, who is the spokesperson for the Al Farooq Institute. Brother Naeem, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa manana.
Alhamdulillah. Give us the statistics. How many programs will be taking place over the next few days?
Alhamdulillah, in South Africa, plus minus 150 venues will be hosting programs. Various programs are being hosted, Jum'ah, ladies and youth programs, as well as programs on the different evenings and on Sunday morning as well.
What are the themes of the programs?
The theme is basically say that the Jum'ahs will be Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the best of the Ummah. And the main programs, or should I say the evening programs and Sunday morning programs, will be Siddiq and Siddiqa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and our beloved mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu.
And what is the objective behind these programs?
The objectives of behind these programs is basically to unite the Ummah around the one thing which we have no ikhtilaf or no issues regard, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, to promote the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and mainly to allay or to dispel the misconceptions and misinformation campaigns that are being spread all over social media and from some platforms by the various different sects.
Now, arranging that number of programs must have been a huge and a mammoth task.
Morana, I it's now 2 months, and somebody asked me last night the same question, and I said, Alhamdulillah, we don't know how, but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somehow and in some way, with little effort from our side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything possible. So the efforts were there, but very small, and I don't think it was that, you know, mammoth thing to do to arrange this. The ulama and masjid committees were so accommodating, so it made our task so much easy.
Alhamdulillah. Now, will there be a different theme each year? What was the theme in previous programs, like last year?
Last year's program, alhamdulillah, we had about 15 jalsas throughout the country. The theme was the relationship between the Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. As you know, many of the campaigns is regarding the differences between the Sahaba radiallahu and the Ahlul Bayt. And it was basically the aim was to educate the masses that there was no difference. The Sahaba loved the Ahlul Bayt, and Ahlul Bayt loved Sahaba. They had respect and love for each other. So that was last year's theme. Inshallah, next year a different theme will take place. We're trying to start planning earlier this year for next year. So inshallah by and after Ramadan, inshallah, we should have the theme for next year's jalsas already announced.
Inshallah. You speak this morning in the capacity of spokesperson for the Al Farooq Institute. Tell us about the Al Farooq Institute.
Al Farooq Institute, alhamdulillah, is about two and a half years old. It was formed on 25th of December 2 years ago in Pretoria. A number of ulama and non-ulama got together in Pretoria to discuss how we can combat the spread of all the lies on social media and on the different platforms. And alhamdulillah, from the Al Farooq Institute was born. It basically consists of 7 members and different provincial committees in each province, made up of the provincial committees mainly made up of ulama. And basically our work is to promote Sahaba and to dispel the misconceptions with regards to the different aspects of deen, whether it be tahrif of Quran, or whether it be the allegations against Sahaba radiallahu anhu, or whether it be allegations against ulama, or just lies about what has taken place throughout history, from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till present.
A word of encouragement from your side, why people, the listeners and all, should go out and attend the various programs.
Gee, alhamdulillah, I think it's a sign of unity, and it is if we go out and attend and listen, the ulama have given their time from their busy schedules on weekends to come out and educate the masses with regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and famously said by one of our ulama, we are not honored, it is not an honor to Sahaba for us speaking about them, we are honored for being able to speak about Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So what more of an honor would it be to listen about the the favorite beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, Mawlana, we always talk of walis of Allah. Who are the Sahaba? They are the greatest of walis, the greatest friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think it is in those masajid where females are accommodated, people should go assemblies and attend in those masajid where females are not accommodated. We have ladies programs and youth programs. The ladies should attend those programs, inshallah. And the youth, there's some special youth programs.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of those that have been part of this. May Allah make it a success. May Allah grant safe journeys to all the ulama traveling across various parts of the country. We also would like to place on record our appreciation to the Al-Faruq Institute for choosing Radio Islam as a media partner. Jazakumullah khair to yourself and all those at Al-Faruq.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmatullah.